Hello, my name is Matt Gallo. Today we'll be discussing water pollution and what we can do to help stop it. Over the years, we have discovered many different impacts on the environment. We have seen things that impact the air, wildlife, and our topic today, water. Within the last year, we have heard about pollution in Michigan. CNN's Elliot McLaughlin wrote about five main things that people did not know about the water crisis. One was that they declared a state of emergency. Two, issues in the presidential debate. Three, was celebrities stepping in to help. Four, was the worry of the long-term impacts. Five, was the blame game. The issue grew the first couple weeks, but has died down for a little bit. It is a tough situation for anyone involved. This issue brings up more than just the issue in Flint. This issue should open the eyes of everyone and help them realize how serious water pollution is. An article written on Washington Post talked about the seriousness of the Flint water crisis. Article states, a group of Virginia Tech researchers who sampled the water in 271 Flint homes last summer found some contained lead levels high enough to meet the EPA definition of toxic waste. Imagine drinking toxic waste. Water can be polluted in many different ways, though, such as light and noise. Yes, light and noise. An article written by Katie Wheeling of Science Magazine talks about the impact light may have on wildlife that lives in water. She touches on a study done by Thomas Davies of the University of Exeter in the United Kingdom. She looks into the dangers that light may have on wildlife in water. They state, light from harbors, ships, and offshore structures such as oil rigs may be disrupting the lives of marine worms, barnacles, and corals, preventing their wayfaring larvae from finding suitable habitats in which to settle down. In this short article called Standard Ship Noise May Interfere with Orca's Communication by Virginia Morrill, suggests that noise that ships make are making it harder for orcas to communicate with each other. Both of these articles go to show that not only is it material things that impact water, but many other things do as well. Having said that, there is still much to be said about the way we as people affect water. An article written by Chris Woodford gives an introduction on what water pollution is. What is the difference? What are the different forms of how we know water is polluted and the cause and effect of it? He states, thus, water pollution is all about quantities. How much of the water polluting substance is released and how big is the volume of water it is released into. This means that a person can put a small amount of toxic into a large body of water and it may not be as immediate impact. But over time, if we as people keep doing that, then our wet waters will be completely toxic. An article was written by Tim Friend for the National Geographic and talked about the chemical spill in Charleston, West Virginia, that 300,000 residents without running tap water. Lakes and ponds were polluted by this chemical spill, and while locals could not drink tap water, residents waited for water that was coming from Pennsylvania. This helps prove that this is also hurting our living conditions. An article written by Leon Sun called Risk Identification of Water Pollution Sources talks about the dangers of water sources caused by human work around those areas. We drive around and see trees and other things being knocked down. It is important for everyone to understand we as people need to be careful about what we want to build because it can really impact our ecos and water systems. So what is being done about this? Someone has to pay for all these bad things that we do to our waters, right? Well, Charles Doug wrote an article called Water and Sewer Systems Would Be Costly, where he talked mainly about the expenses of fixing pipes that ruptured in the cold. Homes near the ruptured pipe were destroyed. George Hawkins, the new head of the District of Columbia Water and Sewer Authority at the time, spoke about the issue, stating water rates for the average resident went up by almost 17% to about $60 a month per household. Over the coming 6 years, that rate would rise above $100. This would allow the city to replace all the damaged pipes fairly quickly. So what it comes down to is if people want to help the cause of having to pay for it later. This article about Water Pollution Control Act in 1948, written by Ann Power, they talked about the issues that came about at the state and federal levels about polluted waters. However, even though after the act was passed, it still had trouble being effective. According to the article, Congress changed the act 6 times before completely rewriting it in 1972. Today, it is known as the Clean Water Act. As a person who cares about how we treat our water, it is good to hear that over time we have recognized the issue and have taken the right steps in trying to solve it. My hope is that legislators and the general population continue to try to solve it more. An article found on National Geographic's website talks about how the advancement of technology has helped science detect more water pollutants recently. They state that 70% of industrial waste are dumped into untreated waters. Again, as someone who cares about our waters, this is something that is not pleasant to hear. Like I had just said, I hope that we continue to address the issue, not only for ourselves, but for generations to come.